4. Law. Now listen to a lecture related to the topic in step 1. Fill in the blanks of the note diagram below. In theory, speed cameras, which basically are replacing police officers, are supposed to be a really great thing. But the truth is, they're not as valuable as some people make them out to be. And here's why. First of all, speed cameras don't do a whole lot to reduce traffic accidents. You see, speed is very rarely the cause of accidents. There are lots of other causes: bad road conditions, inadequate signaling, distractions, things like cell phones or food. So basically, speed cameras are just addressing one of many things that induce accidents. So really, if the city spent more time and money on tackling these other factors, we'd see a much more significant reduction in road accidents than speed cameras will ever bring about. Speed cameras also don't do much to reduce road deaths. Speeding really only makes a difference on suburban roads, where speed limits are around 20 miles per hour. Going 35 or 40 miles per hour on these streets makes a huge difference as to how likely a victim is to survive an accident. But pretty much all speed cameras are positioned on fast main roads, where the speed limit is at least 45 miles per hour. At these speeds, accidents are quite often deadly. So a speeding vehicle really isn't all that much more dangerous than one going the speed limit. Preventing drivers from speeding on these streets, therefore, isn't very effective in reducing the number of deadly accidents. And one more thing. Speed cameras remove police officers from duty, which isn't a good thing. Skilled officers are much more able to detect and deal with dangerous driving, including offenses other than speeding. Drivers could be driving aggressively, they could be cutting other drivers off, or they could be running stop signs. All of these a speed camera will most certainly miss if the driver is abiding by the speed limit. It can actually be dangerous to replace police officers with cameras.